Pandemi COVID-19 memukul perekonomian di semua negara. Menurut laporan Indeks Kebebasan Ekonomi yang diterbitkan Lembaga Pengkajian Heritage Foundation, Amerika Serikat dengan perekonomian terbesar mengalami penurunan kebebasan ekonomi 1,8 poin.
The United States had the lowest score and the lowest rank ever in the 27-year history of our index this year.
Kebebasan ekonomi adalah kebebasan individu melakukan kegiatan ekonomi tanpa restriksi. Pandemi bukan satu-satunya faktor, karena laporan ini mencakup periode Juli 2019 hingga Juni 2020. Untuk Indonesia terjadi penurunan 0,3 poin ke angka 66,9.
Any score above 60 is considered moderately free. Then you have to get up to score over 70 to become mostly free. Actually, Indonesia has made substantial progress in the last 5 years, going from 61.9 to 66.9 this year. It was a little higher last year, 67.2.
But... Lagi-lagi masalah penegakan hukum dan korupsi yang menjadi sorotan laporan Heritage maupun analis lain.
But, you know, in the short term, a lot of times the kind of, you know, the deal making and, you know, infrastructure projects and the like, it smooths the rails to be able to not have to worry about corruption quite so much. And I think that this is something where Jokowi is, you know, he's only president for a short period of time, and he's making the more short-term calculation that when he makes a deal, he doesn't want it to be stymied by anti-corruption investigations or by anybody getting in trouble who's helping him with these infrastructure projects or other kinds of development projects.
Dari 178 negara yang dipantau Economic Freedom Report, Indonesia termasuk negara dengan kebebasan ekonomi moderat pada urutan 56 di dunia dan urutan ke-10 di Asia.
Masalah kepastian hukum menjadi isu mendasar bagi para investor asing. Dan ini berupaya dijawab pemerintahan Jokowi dengan reformasi hukum Omnibus Law atau Undang-Undang Cipta Kerja nomor 11 tahun 2020 yang menawarkan iklim investasi yang lebih ramah dengan menyederhanakan regulasi dan perlindungan yang lebih baik bagi para investor asing.
Meski undang-undang ini mengundang kontroversi karena dianggap tidak transparan penggarapannya, investor Amerika Serikat merespon positif meski masih menunggu implementasinya.
There were changes to the labor regulations that should be helpful to companies that want to make investments in labor intensive businesses. So all of that you have to look at positively. I think sometimes you have to wait a little bit to see how things shake out after there is a dramatic policy change. The ratings, so the ratings that Heritage and others, you know, they're time stamped. They don't reflect what's actually happening at the moment.
Sedangkan keraguan soal kepastian hukum juga bisa disiasati sementara dengan membangun anak perusahaan di Singapura. Saat ini Singapura menjadi negara pada peringkat teratas dalam kebebasan ekonomi di seluruh dunia, disusul Selandia Baru, Australia, Swiss, dan Irlandia. Sedangkan Amerika Serikat berada di urutan ke-20. Dari Alexandria, Virginia, Yunis Salim dan tim VOA.